很高兴看见弟兄姊妹。
I'm so happy to see everybody here.
我们开始用时间来读主的话。
Let's spend some time to read the word of God together.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
十三节到十六节。
Verses 13 to 16.
我们翻到了，我们一起来读，好不好？
Let's read them together once you find the page.
你们是世上的盐，眼若失了味，怎能叫他再咸呢？以后无用，被人检查了。你们是世上的光，曾照在山上，是不能隐藏的。人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，他们看见你们的好行为，便要归给你们在天上的父。23-24节。
And verses 23 and 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar,
so 你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想替弟兄向你怀怨，就把
leave your gift there in front of the altar.First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
六章三十一到三十四节。
Chapter 6, verses 31 and 32, to 34.
对不起，所以你们不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们所要这一切的东西，你们的天父是知道的，你们先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑。
Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
第七章三到五节。
Chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. Chapter 7, verses 3 to 5.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。马太福音五六七的三章圣经
Matthew 5,
6 and 7读经的人称它为山上的宝训
are the precious teaching of Jesus on the mount.
这三章圣经是非常实行的圣经
and these are very practical verses.
这是我们基督徒生活行事的一个典范
and it's the basic principles for Christians.
告诉我们神的儿女该怎么生活的
it tells us how to live our life.
有人读五六七章就那个标准太高了
some people may say all the standards here are just way too high.
本来这三章圣经没有人能够行得出三章圣经
no one can do what it says here.
这三章圣经不是行出来的
actually these three chapters are not telling us how to live out.
这三章圣经是活出来的
but how to live.
主先给了我们一个生命
Because Jesus has given us a life that can do
it. 这是何等伟大的永远生命
And that's the great and eternal life of God.
我们只要顺服这个生命
And what we need to do is to obey to this life.
我们就自然活出马太五六七来
We do that, we'll naturally live out what says here.
这三段圣经对我们极其宝贵
Therefore, these three chapters are very precious for Christians.
我们刚才读的圣经都是很有名的圣经
And the verses we just read are all famous verses.
你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
For example, you are the light of the world and you are the salt of the earth.
从前我读过一首短的诗啊。
And I read this short poem before.
很有名的人写的。
It's written by someone very famous.
这个人大概现在不在世界上。
I don't think he's no longer on this earth.
做盐做光。
To be light and be salt.
容神一人。
To glorify God and benefit others.
写的诗写得很好。
And such a well set poem.
寓意押得很好。
And then it also rhymes well.
真理是错的。
But there's something wrong with the truth.
圣经从来没说做盐做光。
Because the Bible never tells us to become salt or become light.
圣经说是也是光。
Instead, the Bible says you are the light, you are the salt.
不是也不能做也的。
If you're not salt, you cannot become salt.
不是光不能做光的。
If you're not light by nature, you cannot become light.
你要做个光我看看。
Show me how do you make yourself into light.
盐是必不可少的，光是必不可少的。
Salt and light are two basic things we need every day.
主用我们最懂得的事来说到属灵生命。
Jesus teaches about spiritual principles through the simple things in life.
什么叫做盐呢？
What does salt mean?
盐这个东西，第一防腐。
Salt first preserve.
第二是杀菌。
And then kill germs.
第三是保新鲜，保鲜。
And then keep fresh.
所以我们用的食物我们怎么办？我们莫上的盐放存起来，对不对？
For example, like to store food for a longer time, we cover it with salt.
这个世界上到处都是盐。
And there's salt everywhere in this world.
海里有盐。
There's salt in the sea.
石头里面有盐。
And in the rocks.
有山里面有盐。
In the mountains.
中国有个四川省靠离海很远的。
And there's a province in China, it's far away from ocean, 四川。
他们就是靠石头的盐、山里的盐来生活的。
They live on the salt they found in the mountains, in the rocks.
这个世界若是没有盐，
if there's no salt in this world,
整个世界要臭了。
And the whole world will smell really bad.
我们是世上的盐。
And we are the salt of the earth.
这是我们的基督徒的永远生命。
And that refers to the eternal life we Christians have.
所以我们到无论什么地方去和世人不一样。
So wherever we go, we show different image to people.
我自己的世界做过事啊。
And I used to work too.
我做事的时候，他们这些人呢，不一碰我不要去说的，那当然的。
Not to mention the persecution I encountered.
他们不叫我名字，叫我耶稣。
And they don't call me by name, they call me Jesus.
一群人在那讲话。
They mock me and they will talk about me.
走过去了。
If I, they're chatting, if I pass by,
耶稣不要来，这话你不能听。
And there's, oh, Jesus, don't come close, because we're saying something you're not supposed to listen.
我走远一点，并不是好话。
So I keep a distance from them when they chat something not improper.
也不是不受逼迫。
And of course, I was persecuted.
直到我信主多年了。
And after I become a Christian for years.
但是世上大家拒绝真的很麻烦的。
And it's really difficult.
我有一次到马来西亚去。
And one time I went to Malaysia.
我的箱子别人给我 packing 了。
And somebody packed my suitcase for me.
它给它紧紧的一箱子。
It's packed very tight and compressed.
一进去查海关要查的时候。
And when I went to the customs, they tried to open it.
公开要钱。
And they want to check it, but unless I pay them.
我不给 black money.
Of course, I do not bribe
people. 我不给钱。
I refuse to pay them.
把箱子打开，一下通通倒在地上。
So they opened up my suitcase and dump everything on the floor.
快走。
And they say, hurry up.
我对一堆东西我怎么快走啊？
How do I move rapidly away from the place? I have so many things on the floor.
飞机姐妹快快进来把东西都给捧出去了。
And thank God their brothers waiting outside to pick them up. They rushed in and just pick up everything.
这个世界没有救的了。
And it's like this hopeless world.
美国也不见得好。
And in this country, we're not better either.
现在的贪污是没有。
And you don't see outright bribery.
美国的人坏起来比亚洲人还坏了。
But the wickedness remained the same, probably worse than people in Asia.
我不要多讲这些比喻了。
And I don't need to spend time on those bad examples.
我们是世上的盐。
But we are the salt of the earth.
我们在这个世界上防腐、杀菌、保鲜。
We're here to sanctify, we're here to keep things fresh.
我们的生命是个特殊的生命。
We have a life that's unique and that's outstanding.
我们是世上的光。
And also we are the light of the world.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗不接受光。
And when the light comes into the darkness, darkness refuses the light.
我们的光要照在人的面前。
Yeah, Jesus said, shine your light in front of man.
盐说了生命里面的本质。
And salt speaks of the nature of the life we have.
光说到生命的彰显。
And the light speaks of the manifestation of this great light.
我们要让生命活出去。
We need to show forth this light.
生命出去是光。
And light shines out.
除了神的儿女之外，全世界都黑暗。
Other than children of God, there really is no light.
黑暗不是罪。
It's darkness is not sin.
我不是说全世界人都和我们不一样。
I cannot say the whole world is different from Christians.
有时候世界上面好行为好的人呢。
There surely have a lot. There are a lot of people who have excellent deeds.
比坏的基督徒还好一点嘞。
And they are even better than some of the poor Christians.
They are.
But darkness.
整个世界都黑暗。
Speaks of the condition of this world as a whole.
我们的光要照在人前。
So Jesus says, shine your light in front of man.
光怎么照在人前？
How do you shine a light before them?
最自然的事。
That's something very natural to do.
所以传福音还是挺重要的。
So it's so important to share the good news with people.
不是说治理的教会，我们洛杉矶三个教会传福音都动软弱了。
And we really are not very strong in gospel sharing.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹要培养传福音的习惯。
So we need to have a habit of sharing the gospel with others.
要培养爱罪人灵魂的心啊。
To have the heart to actually love the lost souls.
不信主的人下地狱到底真的假的啊？
Do you know if people are not saved, they go to hell?
好像是假的。
Do you really think that's true?
如果真的下地狱，我们怎么不传福音啊？
But we sure act like we don't really think that's true. Otherwise, we would be busy sharing the gospel.
五个人、十个人来听福音，我一定来和你们一起传福音。
If you invite 5 to 10 people to come to listen to the gospel, I will definitely join you here.
你们先要传啊。
We must first share the news.
在家里传啊。
Share with your family members.
对你熟的人传啊。
Share with your friends.
跟你同事、同学传啊。
Share with your coworkers, your friends at school.
福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
我一生带了多少人信主。
I have led many people to Christ in my life.
不可能信主的人信了。
Including those you feel that it's impossible to be saved.
这么刚硬的人信了。
Some really hard-hearted persons.
这样反对的人信了。
People that oppose Jesus verbally, they are saved.
照在人前。
We need to shine the light before man.
所以第一件事要带我们的亲人得救。
First thing is to help our family members be saved.
我信主了。
I believe in the Lord.
我家里人还有人不信。
I still have a lot of family members are not Christians.
父母、丈夫、妻子、儿女还不信主。
My parents, my spouse, my children.
这人一定在我身上。
And then he has to do it.
你没有见证。
Then I would say the problem's on you because you don't have the proper testimony at home.
弟兄说，死弟兄到我家里给我家里人传福音。
Some people say, Brother Z, come to my house and share the gospel with my family.
我太熟了，不能传了。
And because I can share gospel with them because they know me so well.
我太熟了就最容易传。
I said, well, because they know you so well, then that makes you the perfect candidate to share the gospel.
因为你没有见证啊。
And they know you so well, so you can't share because you don't have a proper testimony.
开玩笑开惯了，满心没空了，想耶稣讲不下来。
Because you mock and teach all the time, so it's hard to become suddenly serious and share the gospel.
做人要有见证啊。
But we have to have testimony at home.
我是中间怎样一个人？
How I was before?
我现在信了耶稣。
But after believing Jesus,
我整个人改变了。
I am different. I am changed.
我活着就是福音。
And as long as I live, you should see gospel on me.
我口中有大能福音。
And there should be power from my mouth.
人家看我这个人就要信主了。
So when people see me, they should be saved.
光要这样的照在人前。
And Jesus shined your light before men just like that.
光要放在灯台上。
Put your light on the stand.
不要放在斗底下。
Not covered under the bowl.
斗就是把光罩住了。
Do not cover your light.
很多的光被罩住了。
A lot of lights of Christians are covered.
那就是有斗。
Because there's a bowl over us.
每个人斗都不一样的。
And we have different things in our life that actually work as a bowl.
什么什么斗
把你的光
罩住了呢？
That hides your light for Jesus.
大家也功课回去大家祷告好不好？
And why don't you go home and pray about it and find out what is the thing cover my light?
我身上的斗是什么？
Say Jesus, what is covering my light to shine?
这个永远的光在我里边怎么不出去呢？
How come this eternal light cannot shine through me?
一定有问题。
There must be something wrong with me.
问题就是斗。
And ask the Lord where this bowl is.
凡把光照住的都是斗。
And whatever cover our light is regarded as a bowl.
你们要把光照在人前。
Jesus says, shine your light before men.
人就因你们的好行为把荣耀归给神。
So they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father in heaven.
是盐是光。
Be salt and be light.
这个很有名的话。
These are famous statements by Jesus.
下面马太福音有三段圣经，每处有一句话。
And then the following verses, they talk about three things.
中文翻作先，英文翻作 first.
And it says first.
First, 第一要紧的。
And the next passage I will share with you all should have this word first.
主耶稣说第一要紧，那就最要紧。
When Jesus says first, then we need to pay attention.
第一要紧的，每一章有一个。
And then every chapter has this first.
五章。他说你若你在坛上献礼物。
In chapter 5, the word first appears as, when you are offering your gift at the altar,
若想起弟兄向你怀怨。
And then you remember your brother has something against you.
先去和弟兄和好。
And first, go and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. And that's the most important thing. First, to reconcile to your brother. And then come and offer your present. And chapter 6, it says, first, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And all you need will be added unto you.
第七章, 先取掉自己眼中的两目,
and then chapter 7 says, first remove the plank in your eye.
然后才去挑弟兄眼中的刺,
then you can remove the speck in your brother's eye.
这三处圣经都是必要紧的,
so these three first are telling us three important things.
我们今天得到那个主耶稣讲的第一要紧的,
so let's make sure we all obtain this first business that Jesus talked about.
先与弟兄和好,
first, to be reconciled to your brother.
上来献礼物,
we come to offer presents to the altar.
奉献给神是挺重要的事啊,
it's important to offer to Jesus.
但是你来到神面前了,
but when you try to do that,
忽然想起一个弟兄向我怀怨,
suddenly you remember some brother, you offended some brother.
说的放下礼物,
and Jesus said, just leave your altar.
先去和弟兄和好,
before the altar, and then go make peace with him.
然后来献礼物,
then come and offer your presents.
弟兄向爱的教会中间,
and brotherly love is the greatest and the most important teaching in the church. And last night I went to Thanksgiving gathering in Culver City. Yesterday they have a Thanksgiving gathering in Culver City Church. And after the meeting, and there's an elderly brother who believed in the Lord even earlier than I did. He came from Shanghai. He said, please send my regard to Brother Z.
他下面说,
and then he made a statement and says, well, I says, Brother Z, but brother is the term that you use among gang members in Shanghai.
叫兄弟的,
yeah, well, in Shanghai, gang members refer to each other in the gang as brothers. But when we say brothers, we don't mean gang members. Because that's what Jesus told us to.
彼此成师父,
he said, don't regard each other as teachers,
but
regard each other as brothers. And Jesus resurrected says, go tell Peter and my brothers. Jesus regard us as brothers. Therefore, we should call one another brothers or sisters.
弟兄相爱,
brotherly love is the first commandment in the Bible.
怎么爱法呀?
How do I love my brothers?
怎么爱啊?
How?
这不是说我明天送个给他苹果给你，你明天送个那橘子给我，彼此相爱了呀。It's
not that I give you a basket of fruit today and you give me another basket tomorrow. That's not brotherly love. Not that kind of love.
圣经里讲爱字,
and the word of love, the word love in Bible,
完全不同的两个字,
there are two different words for love.
一个叫神圣的爱,
one is this divine love,
agape,
it's called agape.
一个是人中间的爱,
and then it's the manly love.
那个filial,
filial.
美国有个都市叫 Philadelphia,
and there's a city here called Philadelphia.
那叫做弟兄相爱,
that's the place they, which means brotherly love.
神就是爱,
and God is love.
God is agape.
And God is agape.
神圣的爱,
and that's a holy and divine love. It's a love that you cannot find
神是爱,
on earth
神是爱,
among men. And God is love.
神的儿子是爱,
and his son is also agape. And the Bible, there's one place that says the love of the Holy Spirit.
三人一生的爱,
this God of Trinity.
居住在我们里面,
and dwell inside of us through the Holy Spirit,
充满在我们里面,
and fill our hearts,
浇灌在我们里面,
and also pour himself into us,
从我们里面流出去,
and also flow out through us.
这个爱无人能抵挡,
and this is a love that no one can resist.
弟兄相爱,
and brotherly love,
约翰说, 爱弟兄为弟兄舍命,
it's the kind of love that you are willing to lay down your life for the other brother.
人中间爱到试试看, 为人舍命试试看,
do you find this kind of love among men?
教会历史当中为弟兄舍命剩太多了,
and there are so many brothers that sacrifice their life in the history of church.
这个时代当中我就知道好两个为弟兄舍命,
and even in our time I heard testimony like that, that a few brothers laid down their life for the other brothers. It all occurred in China.
在美国还没听见过为弟兄舍命,
I haven't heard anything like that in this country yet.
也不在台湾, 台湾没听过,
neither was in Taiwan.
中国大陆有逼迫,
but because there's persecution in China. So we heard a couple times how one brother laid down his life for the other. Let me share one with you. And one time when they were arresting Christians, The two Christian brothers were together.
一个年纪轻,
one is older, one is younger.
冬天要来了,
and at the time they were captured, the winter was about to come. And one of the person has one thicker sweater. And the younger brother just threw the sweater to the older brother when they were arrested. He said, you need a sweater because the weather is getting cold. And the older brother threw it back to him. So I'm old, I don't have much days left, so you go ahead, take good care of yourself, you keep the sweater. And they throw back and forth to each other when they were arrested. And the security guard separated them.
Say,
what are you guys doing? And so at the end, the sweater fell in the hand of the younger Christian. And then he feels so bad about it. And then when he was in prison, and he sensed the weather was so cold. And he felt so bad and so sorry, so he wouldn't dare to wear it. Knowing that the older brother didn't have this. And finally, the older brother died in prison due to coldness. And this younger brother cried in the prison and prayed. And while he was praying one day, the Lord spoke to him. And God gave him a verse in the Bible. It's a verse in Psalms set by King David. And he said, how precious in the eyes of God of saints' death. So while he heard that, he knew that older brother died. So he wept bitterly. And when he was released from the prison, the first thing he tried to find out he tried to find out when the older brother died, and it was exactly the same timing when God spoke to him. And that's brotherly love, to a point they gave their life for each other. And we Christians here are not as good. But we all share the same life. Because we don't have our persecution make this life to be revealed. And we have the same life, we just can't show it because the environment is not that bad. When we encounter hardship like they did, this inner holy life will come out. Brotherly love.
爱弟兄为弟兄,
and we love our brother to the point we gave our life for our brother. And that is what we call the sacred love. It's agape. Because God is agape.
神力爱,
and through the Holy Spirit, this love has come into us. And that is the love of Jesus Christ. How Jesus gave his life for us. And this is what will compel us to give our life to others. And there are so many testimonies throughout 2,000 years of church history. So the first important thing is to love your brother. And if we don't come to God's presence, sometimes we are kind of indifferent. And a lot of times, we don't even remember that I offended some brother or sister. But when we come to God, when we are offering something to God at His altar, our heart turned toward God. When we're about to offer something, suddenly His light shines in our heart. And we remember, oh, I offended a certain brother. And Jesus says, just leave your present here. First, go to be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer. Otherwise, it's pointless for you to offer. How come you say, hey, God never answered my prayer? Is that so? And when you pray, you're supposed to have answer from God. But the problem is sometimes we pray and we forgot about it. We forgot a lot of our own prayer, haven't we? And there's a famous Christian said this. If you forget, God will forget too. Which means you don't even pay attention. You don't think it's important. But we should pray according to God's promise. Then you'll find that there are so many prayers that were answered by God. Because God is the God who answers prayer. But a lot of times there are hindrances for God to answer our prayer. For one great obstacle is if you don't, you have disharmony relationship with your brother. One time I went to this gathering place, they were having breaking of bread. There's a sister didn't like me. But I had no idea. And then she didn't like me to a point. And she would sit across from me and then make faces to me. And I have encountered something like that before. When I was in Taiwan. And another time there was this young brother. He sat right across from me. And when I was preaching, and he sat right across from me. If he didn't like my preaching, he could go somewhere else. But he decided to sit right at the first row. And so as I preached, he sighed and he shook his head, making all these noises. And he continued to sigh and continued to speak. It's okay with me. But till one day, and he kept on shaking his head and it really stirred me up. And he sighed to the point I got very interrupted. So to a point I could not speak anymore. So I got off the podium. And I blamed that brother. He was just a high schooler. And
it
doesn't matter what his age was, I should not have blamed him. And so I prayed to the Lord, I said, what's wrong with me today? And I actually got bothered by his condition. I didn't even speak well today. And caused our entire congregation to be to be affected. Brotherly love means you don't find excuses. And as the Lord, it's not I do not love him, it's he doesn't love me. And God doesn't listen to excuses. It doesn't matter whether it's his problem or your problem. Go be reconciled. Then you can offer. Otherwise, there's no point to offer. And no point to pray. The very important thing is to be reconciled to your brothers. Then come and offer your present to God. Do you hear me? I don't know if there's any problem among brothers here. If there is anything, go reconcile. Second thing, and do not ask for what to eat, what to drink, or what to wear. These are run after by pagans. The first important thing is to first seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. What to eat, what to drink, what to wear are things the people of this world go after. But do we ask for those things? Do we worry about things in life? And eating, drinking, wearing, that's our whole living. Of course we ask for those things. Once you get older, and you worry less for you about yourself, but you start worrying about your children. And or even your grandchildren. And there are just endless things for us to be worried about.
吃什么, 穿什么, 喝什么,
what to eat, what to wear, what to drink. And these are what things that pagan went after. And there's a counter right before this passage. And the Lord gave three examples. Very simple illustrations. Don't worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. Isn't your body more important than your clothing? Your life is more important than your diet? Can you make your life be added one more moment just by worrying? And a couple of years ago, I went to Taiwan. And there was an elderly brother who was 2 years older. And his wife came to me. Said, oh, you know, my husband complained all the time. His prayer is like, God, please take me home. Please take me home. And his wife says, I had enough. I heard enough of those kind of prayers. So now we were eating together.
我的弟兄,
So I said, brother,
我们的日子都有神定规好的。
And God has a plan for us many days about our how long we live.
走的时候到了。
When the time comes,
谁也留不住。
No one can keep you here one more moment.
没有走的时候到了。
And when the time has not come,
不要啰嗦。
Don't bother him.
你又不能自杀的。
You can't commit suicide and
shorten your life. 一天到晚啰嗦姊妹干什么呢？
And why did you keep on nagging like this and bother your sister, your
own wife? 天天活着。
Live every day.
天天荣耀主。
And glorify God every day.
不要一天到晚主叫我进我去进我去的。
Don't keep on asking the Lord to take you home. Live your life well while he gives you time.
我们为生活忧虑啊。
And so, but we worry about these things.
现在活长了都是这么麻烦的。
And sometimes when you live longer, it's troublesome too.
我们在西面教会的有一位姊妹108岁了。
We have a sister in our Culver City Church at age of 108.
你托生太太的大学同学啊，辈不高吧。
And she is the college mate of Watchman's wife.
她是 USC 的名教授啊。
And she is a very famous professor at USC.
这两年年龄实在太大。
Well, no, she's pretty old.
去看她，她一直说。
And when I visited her, she would say,
祷告主为我祷告啊。
In your prayer meeting, pray for me.
主不要忘记我啊，接我走啊。
That remind the Lord that don't forget me and don't leave me on the earth. Remember to take me home.
不要让我痛苦，让我平安走啊。
And then let me leave this world in peace, not in suffering.
她的儿子女儿都80多岁了，八九岁。
His own, her own children are in their 80s too.
当然也没有力量去照顾她了，对不对？
Of course, they couldn't have taken care of her by that age.
她活跃了。
And she really had enough.
这个大可同情。
And I sympathize with her.
我想我是活不到108岁。
And I said, I don't think I'll live that long.
活到108岁就天天活到荣耀主啊。
Well, even you are 108, you can still glorify God every day.
哎呀，这个我们的啰嗦太，哎，主真的不喜欢。
And I don't think God appreciates our nagging.
还忧虑。
And we, but we worry about being
peace. 一般人不会这样，一般人都要求长一点。
Well, and usually people ask for a longer life.
你们谁能够用忧虑叫寿数多加一刻呢？
So, can our worry add our life even by 1 minute?
走的都到了，一秒钟也不能留。
It's time for us to go. You can't even keep, you can't even stay for 1 second more.
活着要靠信心活着。
But we live by faith.
又讲了三个比喻。
And Jesus gave 3 examples.
天上的飞鸟。
Look at the birds in the sky.
第二讲地上的百合花。
And look at the lily in the field.
地上所引地的草。
And look at the grass.
哎，主举的比喻真是好，人人听懂。
And Jesus used examples everyone understands.
很深奥。
It's very deep meaning.
最有学问的人也搞不懂。人人都听懂，最有学问的人不一定听懂。
His examples are very easy to understand unless you are just too well educated, had a big head.
天上的飞鸟。
And the birds in the sky.
它也不种，也不收。
They don't sow, they don't reap.
也不继续在仓里。
And they don't accumulate things in a barn.
你们的天父上帝养活它。
Your heavenly father takes good care of them.
你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Aren't you more precious than those birds?
为什么要忧虑呢？
So why worry?
有一个英国的漫画家，很有名的画家。
There's this very famous artist in England.
他好基督徒。
And he is a very good Christian.
画了很有名的漫画。
I had this very interesting famous drawing.
有几个饿死的人。
And then there are a few people die of famine.
树枝上养着鸟。
And there are 2 birds on the branches on the tree.
你们什么时候看见过鸟的脸有表情的？
Do you see any expression on birds' face?
鸟的脸有没有表情的？
Is there any facial expression by birds?
有没有表情？
Does a bird have facial expression?
他画两只鸟很有表情的。
Yeah, these 2 birds he drew had expressions.
一只鸟很惊讶。
And 1 bird looked very astonished.
问另外一只鸟，他们为什么饿死啊？
And asked the other birds, how come they die of hunger?
另外一只鸟很叹息。
And the other bird sighed.
他们大概没有养活他们的神吧。
Maybe because they don't have God who will keep them alive.
这部漫画很有名啊。
And this is a famous drawing.
只有饿死的人，没有饿死的鸟。
You see, men die of hunger, but you don't see birds die of hunger.
为什么人会饿死？
Why would we die of hunger?
人会不信。
Because a lot of times we just don't believe.
鸟不会不信，鸟不没有信心，鸟不会不信。
The bird doesn't have issue about faith.
所以圣经讲的不信叫不信的恶心啊。
And so that's why Jesus says you're wicked, the wickedness of disbelief.
我们不信，真是拦住神啊。
Our disbelief will stop God's work.
我们相信神。
So we need to believe.
然后神能够答应我们所有的祷告。
Knowing that He answers to all our prayer.
天上的飞鸟身上已经养活了。
And He even keep alive the birds.
那真是只有饿死的人没有饿死的鸟的。
And then you say, yeah, there are people died of hunger, but not birds died of hunger.
我开始在上海的时候很早很早了。
And many, many, many years ago when I was in Shanghai.
我每天报上都在路上
冻死饿死多少人。
Every day you see in the newspaper how many people die of hunger or coldness at night.
他们都穿着棉衣啊。
And they all wear something very thick.
那是有钱的人施舍给他们的棉衣。
And those thick sweater came from the charity of rich people.
那些棉衣穿的人就受不了零下这个气候的。在马路上的冷啊。
But even with those warm coats, they still couldn't survive the cold weather.
又冷又饿就死了嘛。
And because they were hungry, they were cold, so they died.
每天他们收尸啊，收好多人。
And every morning, they have to go out and pick up these dead bodies on the street.
饿死的人没饿死的鸟。
But only people that died of hunger, but no birds died of hunger.
冻死的人没冻死的鸟的。
You see frozen people, you don't see frozen birds.
人会不行。
And people could not survive.
第一个提出的比喻是鸟。
So Jesus used birds as an example.
第二个比喻是百合花。
And the second example are the lilies in the field.
野地的百合花。
And the lilies in the field.
我实在告诉你们。
And Jesus said, truly, truly, I tell you.
就在所罗门极荣华的时候。
Even at the best glamour of Solomon.
他说穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
And his royal garment does not even come close to the beauty of this flower.
所罗门。最荣耀的君王
Even Solomon was the most glamorous king.
最富有的君王
And he was the richest king.
最奢侈的君王
And he also lived a very luxurious life.
最懂得享受的君王
He knew how to enjoy.
极荣华的时候
And even at the time of his peak.
南方的女王来看所罗门
And the queen from the south would come and visit him.
看见生活的排场啊静得魂不守舍
And then because the way he lived was so luxurious, then she was so shocked.
但是读说他最荣华所穿戴的
And but God says, even at that time, what he wore
不如这花一朵呢
was not even as good as what I adorned this flower with.
所罗门穿的衣服多好啊
And you can imagine, the king must wear something great and the most luxurious style.
最复杂的衣服
and most complex material.
最美丽的衣服
and most beautiful fashion.
最吸引人的衣服
and most attractive wearing.
赶不上一朵百合花
But Jesus says, it's not even as pretty as what I adorn with this flower.
看见过哈
Have you ever seen those flowers before?
有的百合花不是真百合花叫假百合花
And some are fake lilies.
叫假百合不那么纯
And they're not, some are fake lilies, they're not pure.
真的百合
And, but look at the real lilies. It's so white.
这圣经把我百合的预表，比方我们的信心啊。
And then lily refers to our faith.
我们的信心皎洁如百合。
And we should have faith that's pure as white as lilies.
为什么百合一朵百合要比所罗门所穿戴的荣华的衣服还好
？But why did Jesus say this lily is even prettier than the most fashionable, most luxurious outfit of the king?
百合的美
，because the beauty of the lily
创造的美
is created by God.
所罗门的美
，and the beauty of the king Solomon
人工的美
was artificial beauty.
所有人工的美
，and all the artificial beauty
都赶不上天然的美
，can never surpass the natural beauty.
今年我去中国。
I went to China this year.
我给梁家胜两个人又去跑西湖了。我不是我们要去，他们招待我们去西湖。
And they took me and Timothy to this place called 西湖。
我不好意思告诉主人，我来了第五次了。
And I just didn't have the heart to tell the hostess I have been there five times.
我们两个人在船上，两个人对讲话。
So we went there and they took us to the boat for sightseeing, but we ended up sharing on the boat.
And because
we're talking, so we didn't pay attention to the scenery.
其实西湖蛮好看。
Xihu is very pretty.
但是他们搞上很多人工的东西。
But the problem is they adorn it with many artificial decorations.
这个设计的人呢，我想不大聪明。
I don't think that the designer was that smart.
西湖什么东西最不好看了
？You know what is the ugliest thing at that place?
就是后来搞的人工东西最难看。
All the artificial decoration around the lake was the worst.
搞的人工东西。
If they don't do that,
西湖神创造的。
And the lake is made by God.
西湖其实我在美国也没看见过，美国我也不看风景了，也没看见这么好看的湖了。
And then that lake is prettier than the lakes here.
神造的美。
That's the beauty created by God.
就是人工的美。
Compared with artificial beauty.
所罗门所穿戴的还不如这花一朵的。
So Jesus said the beauty of the flower surpasses the beauty of the king's wearing.
第三个比喻了。
And the third example Jesus used.
野地的草。
Was the grass in the field.
草太多了。
And there's so much grass out there.
草最卑贱不值钱。
And they're so lowly, so cheap.
今天在还活着，明天就丢在炉里。
Look at the grass. It grows today, tomorrow withered and be thrown into the fire.
这样的装饰。
And even so, God still adorned it.
讲另一个比喻给你们听。
And I tell you another thing.
也是英国，但是很有名的画家了。
And is a famous artist in England.
不是漫画家，真的画家了。
An artist.
很有名。
Very, very famous.
这小孩子来。
So a child came. The child recognized the artist.
跟草来。
So the child picked up a grass.
先生啊，你能为我画这根草吗？
He said, "Can you draw this grass for me?"
那画家说，小朋友。
The artist said,
我永远画不出这根草来。
I will never be able to draw this grass.
这个草的绿的颜色。
Because the color green of this grass
是神给他的。
Is made by God.
我画不出来。
Therefore, I can't draw the exact color.
任何画家都画不出来。
No artist in this world can make the same color. Isn't this a wonderful reply?
这个野地的草。
The grass in the field.
今天还在。
It's here today.
明天就都丢在炉子里面。
And then tomorrow is thrown into the furnace.
神还给他这样的装饰。
And even with such a short lifespan, God adores it.
现在秋天来了。
Now the fall has come.
我家里的树。
I look at the trees in my backyard.
树也掉下来了。
And the leaves fell to the floor, to the ground.
看看树上的叶子。
And I look at the leaves that remain on the tree.
可掉下来的叶子。
Versus the leaves on the ground.
昨天才掉下来的。
And this leaf just fell off yesterday.
要把它捡起来。
You pick it up.
可树上叶子一样不一样。
And compare with the one that's still on the tree. Are they the same?
完全不一样了。
They're completely different.
树上的叶子又青又翠了。
And the leaves on, stay on the tree are green and fresh.
满了生命。
And it's full of life.
活的。
It's alive.
掉在地上的叶子
the one on the ground
很快就枯黄
it's dark brown to wither
树叶都皱起来了
and it's wrinkled
树叶都裂了
and it's broken it cracked
怎么办
so what do we do
扫起来放在冰箱里去
you sweep and gather and keep them in the refrigerator
怎么办
what do you do with those fallen leaves
要怎么办这枯叶
what do you do with them
就烧火。
A lot of time they just throw into the furnace, let it burn, or throw it away.
就差那么一点。
And you see, it's only different by a day.
掉下来不久。
And it just fell from yesterday.
生命失掉了。
But the life was gone.
一个是生命在里面的。
And the other leaves on the tree still have life.
太不一样了，对不对？
They are very different, aren't they?
弟兄姊妹们，主给我们讲了三个简单的比方。
So Jesus gave us three simple illustrations.
我们的信心那么自然的。
And so we should have faith.
第二件的。
The first important thing
求他的国他的义
is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这一切都要去加给你们了。
All these things will be added unto you.
这是全世界基督徒的见证。
And that is the testimony of Christians in this world.
神听我们的祷告。
That God listens to prayer.
我们的确能够因信神而活着的。
Yes, we can live by faith in God.
这是主教会的见证。
And that's the testimony of church.
最后一个第一要紧的。
And then the third first here.
先除掉自己眼中的两目
is to first take the plank out of your own eye.
再除掉眼中的刺。
Then you can remove the speck from your brother's eye.
主没有说不要挑刺。
God did not say don't remove the speck.
先去掉眼中的两目。
But first, take your plank out.
刺给两目大小差的不能比，对不对？
And the size of speck versus plank are very dramatic.
我们眼中也不可能有两目了。
And of course, we can have a plank in your eye.
把两目放在我们眼睛面前吧。
But at least you can place the plank in front of you.
你就什么也看不见。
If you have a huge plank in front of you, you cannot see anything else.
反正你看不见东西都叫两目。
Whatever causes you not to be able to see, that's plank.
刺很小。
Speck is very small in size.
但是很小的眼睛有个刺也是蛮严重的。
But it's a serious thing if you have speck in your eye.
如果弟兄眼中这个刺嘛，也帮助把它挑出来。
If you're brought in your brother's eye, there's a speck. You have to help him to remove it.
没有说不要去挑刺。
Jesus did not say, "Do not remove the speck of your brother."
假冒伪善的人呐、啊。
But he said, "You hypocrites."
你眼中有两目。
Don't you know you have a plank right in your eye?
怎么能看得清楚？你挑弟兄眼中的刺呢
？How can you see clearly in order to help your brother to remove the speck?
但是我们这个人很奇妙。
But the problem with us is
我们都看不见自己的问题的。
That we don't see our own issues or problems.
看别人都很清楚、啊。
And but we see others issues very clearly.
是不是呀
？Isn't that so?
都看别人的专家。
And we are the specialist of observing others.
看别人。
It's easy to look at others' problems.
一根刺都看见。
And we even see the little specks.
不能原谅的。
And to a point that we can't even forgive that person.
怎么可以这样？
You say, how can you do this?
自己呢？
But how about yourself?
也不是每件事情看不清楚的。
That sometimes we do see our own problems.
都可以找到理由的。
But we find excuses to support our problems.
都可以原谅的。
And we find reason to forgive ourselves.
主在这里说的。
But Jesus said here,
这是假冒伪善的。
If you do that, you are hypocrites.
你要挑自己弟兄眼中的刺。
You want to remove your brother's speck?
先去掉自己眼中的梁木。
First, remove the plank in your own eye.
最要紧的是。
Because that's the thing you must do.
三件事都是最要紧的。
So today I share with you three first things.
我自己最不幸的一件事。
And then there's one thing I don't believe.
我讲完道，一上会弟兄姊妹都忘记了。
And after the meeting's over, you probably forget what I shared.
不要盼望过几个月来了，大家记得你讲的道。
And I don't expect when I come back 3 months later, you still remember what I shared today.
对，我也说服我自己，忘记是最正常的事。
And so I tell myself it's natural to forget.
所以讲的。尽量让你们记得哈。
So I try my best to make my sermon interesting so you will remember it. So what are the three things?
第一要紧的。
What are the three first thing we need to do?
第一要紧什么？
What's the first thing?
与弟兄和好。
To reconcile with your brother.
第一要紧什么？
What's the second first thing?
先求他的国，他的义。
To seek first his kingdom is righteousness. What's the third one?
先去掉自己眼中的梁木。
The plank in your own eye first.These are the three important first. Why don't we go home and ask the Lord to show us and live what we learned today? Then we'll have beautiful life manifestation. And our fellowship with the Lord will be great. Then you feel that you're strong spiritually. And the witness here would be strong when we share gospel.
爱弟兄有能力。
And when we love one another, there will be power.
追求有能力。
When we pursue the Lord together, there will be power.
大家一同生长。
And then we can grow together here.